Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Been a busy day on the show. If you missed any of our segments, got to talk to Craig Lachlan earlier. Got to talk to Joe Beninati earlier. Check them out wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon. All the segments are on wherever you are, we are. That's what we want you to think of. I am, anyway, live at Norbeck Country Club for the Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Tournament. Joining us now is Smokin' Al Kokin. Everybody knows Smokin' Al, Monumental Sports Network, all of the Caps coverage. Smoke's a true legend. And Locker's name is on this tournament, but I know how much work you do to get this thing off and running, and you deserve a hearty pat on the back.
Well, much appreciated, and I can't thank you enough for you and the entire 106.7 The Fan crew to come on out here. You've done it now the last couple of years. It means a lot to us. I know it means a lot to Craig and Linda. And on a personal note here, if I hadn't been here right now, I never would have known that Ben Standig is a major crime reporter as well. The things I found out listening to you, JP, never in a million years would I have known that. As in a Montgomery County resident myself, I appreciate the fact that he's out there fighting crime on a nightly basis.
Looking at
you're standing in my way, son. He's got to have a line, right? He's got to have a catchphrase, right?
Yes, he does.
You're standing in the wrong place.
I like it.
Looking back at this Capitals season, how special is it when you're going to look back on this in a couple of years just to remember it? Even though it didn't end the way that they wanted, just going on that ride of how special it was and also how good the team was along this.
That was so fun. I mean, we all knew that the chance of Ovi breaking the record was there, although we all, I think, kind of felt once he broke his leg in Utah, got to wait till next year. But, of course, you never underestimate the Great Eight. But it really had to be kind of a duality. I think it would have been a kind of a listen, the accomplishment still would have been great. Don't get me wrong. But I think in terms of the team itself, to be a part of it while going through a terrific season just put everything in perspective and brought everybody together. Everybody had talked at the end of the year how close they were, the locker room, the plane. I can tell you one of my most interesting memories from this, Toby, is being on the charter flight coming home from Long Island on the day he broke the record. Now, they lost the game, but obviously everybody knew that their place in the Eastern Conference was set and everything. So it was all about Ovi. Everybody on that plane was wearing hats and T-shirts. It was like traveling with a Little League team coming back from Dairy Queen, right? Now, the difference was instead of blizzards, they had adult beverages in their hands.
Sure.
But just to see the joy and the complete exhilaration that everybody on that team had for being able to be a part of it, I think just kind of just really galvanized to me anyway what it meant to everybody to have a great season and also be a part of a truly historic effort.
I was in New York when he broke the record, and I haven't been in a room. It was so clenching already. I've been wanting to ask somebody this question. I think you're the right guy. The TJ Oshie retirement ceremony down in Georgetown was really, really cool. And everybody then, when the ceremony concluded, got on that boat and rowed off into the sunset. One, did you get on the boat? Two, what was that scene like?
I did not get on the boat. I had to take off. But I think it was more about a kind of a celebratory cruise. And I understand there was a dinner afterwards. I mean, they did it the right way.
It was done
and
correct.
I've got to say, too, and again, I know, you know, even though I'm, you know, with Monumental, what they pulled off down there to do a live program from that spot and have everybody and all the different moving parts from it, I was extremely impressed on how that went off.
Dude,
but the Oshie family, they made sure that this was done the right way, and I was just thrilled to be a part of it.
So I was there for NBC, so I wasn't there for Monumental, but obviously I work with both, and I know all the players involved. Like, not just you guys on camera, but all the people behind the scenes, they were scrambling. Oh. I don't think that was an easy remote production.
Right before the thing started, we lost power. Now, I'll give a lot of credit to our technical crew led by Greg Abernathy, who certainly got everything up. And but you're sitting there and you're talking, and all of a sudden, just the way we are, and I can hear myself very clearly. Then I turn around and say something to Alan May, and I can't hear myself. I'm thinking, that's not a good sign, right? And literally, I'm looking at my watch. It's about 3 minutes before we're on air, and Abernathy running around, runs into Nick and Nick's Riverside Grill, but you know, and then 30 seconds before we're on the air, we get back on the air. It was a great undertaking, but it was a perfect weather day and a perfect way for TJ to say goodbye.
Dude, so I was finishing a live hit, so I was on the other side, kind of behind Oshie, kind of up by the boat, and I get done, and I look over, and I see Abs, Tischler, and Frank Crisafulli full out fire drill mode.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I don't know what happened over there. That doesn't look good. But hey, you made slot, man.
We got it. And the symmetry of being literally sitting there right there at the edge of that fountain that they made so famous in 2018, it was just a great way to kind of pull it all together.
Sure.
Well, and it's really cool to see that for TJ Oshie, right? To see that whole moment, to see him commemorated. It makes you think about some of the ones we're going to get in the coming years with eventually a Nicklas Backstrom. And can you imagine the celebration for Alex Ovechkin whenever he hangs it up? It's going to be crazy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I said that, you know, Ovi is probably the face of the team, but when you talk about kind of a heart and soul of the team, the two guys you really mentioned, Backstrom and Oshie, really are, and in two completely different ways. You know, Nick was kind of the silent assassin, where TJ was always out there. The emotion was there. The pregame histrionics with him and Wilson, and then, you know, charging into the tunnel. I told the story that I had heard that when his contract was up, in the post-season meetings that everybody had with then-general manager Brian McClellan, to a man. Everybody said, whatever you do, please re-sign this guy. He means so much to us as a teammate, not just on the ice, but his presence off the ice, what he does in that locker room, the way he keeps everybody loose, the infectious attitude that he has about the game and life. And you could even see it, and how much his teammates appreciate it, Toby. One of the other memories I'm going to have for a long, long time is last year in Vancouver when he's ready to play his 1,000th game, and we find out early that his back has gone out again. Now, he told the story that they found a chiropractor who he had dealt with once in Vancouver who happened to be in his office on a Saturday just doing some paperwork. He wasn't there to see clients. And they got him to get in there, and he worked on him enough to get him ready to play the game. And I remember he scores a very important goal, and they win a huge game. And the celebration I heard outside that locker room waiting to interview him was as loud as I've heard for any occasion. That's how much it meant to his teammates to see him get that. And also knowing, as somebody who was born in the state of Washington, even though he grew up in Minnesota, he had a lot of family that came from Washington to Vancouver to be there. So everything that this meant, family-related, teammate-related, and you could see the joy his teammates had that he crossed the finish line on that. Because I know he had two goals, play 1,000 games and get to 300 goals, and he got both. And obviously, you know, an Olympic hero and a Stanley Cup champion. When you look about boxes to check off, I think he's going to say, I did a pretty good job on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Got our friend Al Koken here. Sitting down with us, Norback Country Club, the Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. Give Al a follow, by the way, at Real Smokin' Al. The last thing I wanted to ask you, Smoke, I was kind of surprised. There's a split among your cohorts. I was not surprised. Joe Beninati thinks the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to win Game 7. Joe B. watches everything. But Locker, out of nowhere, just started shouting, go Pacers. So Locker is clearly, you know, a Hoosier at heart, rooting for Indy. You could break the tie now. Who you got, Pacers or Thunder?
First of all, I'm shocked that Locker just didn't say go Raptors. You know, that would have been more Locker's. I'm going Thunder. It worried me last night, though. I will say this. I was confident that it was going to go 7. In fact, when I was on with you guys early in the week, I said, it's much more likely that this is going to be 7 games in the NBA, and this was before Game 6 in the NHL. It just seemed like I was disappointed in the way Edmonton played in Game 6 and not give them a chance to get to Game 7, but by that point it looked like Florida had all the gears going. But I thought it was going to be back to Indiana. They were going to give you one last gasp in front of their crowd, and then it was going to get down in OKC. But it does worry me that the Thunder played so pathetically last night. I know you can wash it. I know you've got 2 days to wash it. But you gave Indiana and Tyrese now the ability to say, wait a minute, my hamstring may be bothering me, but I can go. Right. I can do this. I can get this done. And as a team, they looked to me like they were ready to say, Tyrese, we don't need you. We got you. We'll get you in Game 7. You take it easy, because everybody else on that team came out firing and looked great. And the way they demolished OKC – it was embarrassing, and you kind of wonder to yourself, does that give Indiana just a little extra boost than I thought they were going to get? I thought they'd get the win and carry a little bit of momentum in, but I thought it was going to be such a competitive game that OKC would say, you know what, a couple possessions here or there that we'll get on our favor at home. Last night wasn't about a couple possessions. That's what worries me, but I'm going to stick with my original thought that it was going to be OKC all the way.
OKC's the better team. The Pacers have the better coach, and I think the Pacers have just more ice water. You know what I mean? Like, they just stay – they are in it till the end. So I'm hoping it's a good game.
No, I'm hoping – because last – to be honest with you, I turned it off after 3. I was like, I've got better things
to
do, right?
Last night was boring. Oh. Game 6, I went over to my buddy's house to watch – I'm talking about the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And at 3-0, I told him, I was like, dude, if this gets to 4-0, I'm leaving.
Go,
and
yeah.
I went home.
Yeah. I was kind of – I had nothing in it, but I wanted the NHL to have a better representation in that game. I wanted Edmonton to go down swinging. I'm not taking anything away from Florida, but I thought the Oilers, whether it was a coaching thing, and McDavid kind of the other day in his postseason press conference said something along the fact of, you know, we kept trying to do the same thing, expecting a different result, which I think was a little shot at the coaching, if I read it that way, too. But I go back to game three. Okay, it's 1-1. Florida got what they needed. But then they tried to go, they tried to bully the bully.
Right.
And it was an embarrassment in game three because they kept giving all these guys, the Florida power play was clicking. They kept giving them chance after chance, and their goaltenders were those were the things I was like, you just did it the wrong way. Be what you are, which is during the regular season at the end, and particularly during the start of the playoffs, they were a team that was rolling four lines. They were getting production from everybody, not just McDavid and Draisaitl. And then suddenly that dried up, and they just kind of got away from it. And their defense, and Evander Kane started taking stupid penalties as opposed to being your version of Brad Marchand.
Right.
Be that guy without getting into the penalty box, and he couldn't do that. And I thought that was just a stupid way to approach it. And it was a shame that the NHL couldn't get it to seven the way the NBA is.
Smoke, thank you for your time. Go low, dude.
I want to thank you again, and Toby as well. Thanks for being out here again, JP. It means a lot to the Lachlan Family Foundation. It means a lot to us here at Norbeck. And I thank CK and everybody who made this possible. But you, my friend, thanks for doing it. It's great to have you out here, and I hope we get a chance to do it next year.
As long as you get this weather again, I'm in. Well, it's beautiful.
And some of those hot dogs, right?
Charred hot dogs. That's how
the,
I like
the Burks,
it.
Babies, those big, big, thick jumbos. Yeah, all right.
All right, thank you, Smoke. Al Kokin. We come back. We're all going to make picks for Game 7.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.